Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q1 FY25 results conference call of Monte Carlo Fashions, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Mr. Rishab Oswal, Executive Director, Mr. Sandeep Jain, Executive Director, Mr. R.K. Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Dinesh Gogna, Director, and Mr. Ankur Gauba, Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Vishal Panjwani, Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Sandeep Jain, Executive Director, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Very good morning to everyone, and thank you all for joining us for today's earnings call to discuss the quarterly performance for the first quarter financial year ending 2025. Let me start by sharing the consolidated financial and operational highlights. For the first quarter under review, the company reported revenues of INR 126 crore, which was a decline of 9% year-on-year. We had an EBITDA loss for the quarter of INR 2.3 crore, which has narrowed from a loss of 4.1 crore in the same quarter last year. Net loss stood at 13 crore for this quarter. Historically, the first quarter has been a relatively weak quarter for us and typically contributing only 10%-12% of our annual revenues. We are yet to witness a significant improvement in consumption, although there are some positive indicators. Our strategy to diversify our sales has started bearing fruits. Our online sales have picked up, particularly from our own websites. Home textile also will continue to show good growth this year. Brand Rocket has also performed well and has been widely accepted by the market. We are committed to open 45-50 EBOs across India, including West and South. Monte Carlo Fashions continues with its endeavor to build a leading branded apparel company with continued efforts to increase its distribution network. We have increased the total number of EBOs to 422 across 23 states and 4 UTs from 411 at the end of previous quarter. With this, now we open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jensen Jacob from Centra Insights. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Sir, I would like to ask the impact of the current Bangladesh situation on our business, especially the cotton segment.
See, we are not affected by the Bangladesh situation because we are not having any exports presence as of now, and also, we do not import anything from Bangladesh. So this is something which is non-event for us.
Okay. So there won't be a direct impact on our business?
Pardon? There is no direct impact on the company because of the Bangladesh issue.
Sir, do you have a view on how it will impact on the industry overall?
It may benefit some of the garment exporters in India, as Bangladesh exports a lot of garments to different parts of the world. So if some disruptions of supplies are there from Bangladesh, it may shift some orders from Bangladesh to India. But in that case, it can help some exporters.
Okay. And sir, my second question was regarding the demand situation right now. Do we see any uptick in our demand?
We are seeing some positive offshoots starting July as compared to June, and even August has begun well. So I think that going forward, worst seems to be behind us, and we are looking forward for a positive start from quarter to Q2.
Okay. Yeah, that's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Swechha Jain from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, sir, for giving this opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand, you know, out of the formats that we have, EBO, MBO, NCS, e-commerce, and SIS. From these formats, in which format the inventory actually lies in our books and we record sales as and when it is sold, and under which format we do outright sales, and then it is recorded under receivables?
See, out of all the channels, like in LFS, it's completely on SOR model, but inventory lies in their end only. In all the channels, we actually bill it, but there are some corrections which is there in LFS and online and EBOs, but MBO is completely outright. Inventory lies at their end only. Yes, we do take some corrections at the end of the year, respectively from all the channels.
In EBOs owned by the company, inventory lies.
The COCOs, which are company-owned, company-operated, the inventory lies with us.
Okay. You are saying only in COCO the inventory lies with us?
Yes.
All the other channels, the inventory lies with them?
Lies with the buyers, yes.
Okay. 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 So answer, sir, in the, so basically all the others, it is an outright sale, right?
No, it's not outright sales. Basically, like in LFS, it is, I have mentioned that it is SOR, so we take returns at the end of the season. Also in EBOs, it's a consignment sales, and we take back some goods at the end of the season. We do give some corrections in the buyer seller EBOs also. In online also it is, one area is buyer seller and one is consignment sales, where we take back some goods at the end of the season.
Okay. Okay. So in all, so my second question was a follow-up on to this was only, what is the sales return policy for each of these channels? So you are saying that, in all these channels, though the inventory lies at their end, at the buyer end, the sales return is there at the end of the season, right?
Yeah. See, in case of MBOs and SAS, there are no returns. It's completely outright sales. Yes, in case of EBOs and in LFS and in online, there are returns at the end of the season.
Okay. Okay.
Approximately it ranges from around 10-11% to 20%, depending upon the channels.
Okay. Okay. And, sir, in FY 2024 end, you know, we had an inventory of 435 crores, which was obviously a little higher than the historical average due to the bad situation, you know, the market condition. So just wanted to understand, you know, how much more discounting we will have to do to offload this inventory?
No, we have already taken care of the inventory because some of the inventory which was lying in the last year was set-wise inventory, which we are dispatching in the fresh period in this financial year. As far as I think margins are concerned, we'll be better off as compared to last financial year in supplying these goods.
So March inventory includes summer new SS20 return.
And the March inventory also includes the new summer inventory also, which has gone in April and May.
Okay. 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 Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my question. So just one question. I wanted to understand the revenue and margin guidance for this year.
Revenue and margin guidance?
Yes.
Okay. So in earlier phone call also, we have mentioned that we see a flat to single-digit growth in this financial year. But we would see that there is a significant, you know, jump in the margin as compared to last financial year. And we see that there should be at least 200 basis point jump in the margins, EBITDA margins as compared to last financial year.
Okay. Got it, sir. That would be it from my end.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Guneet Singh, Counter Clinical PMC. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, so I'm Vinit from Counter Cyclical PMS. So it was inaudible. How much jump in margins should we expect this year in FY25?
I think I answered in the last question that we see an improvement of at least 200% as compared to last financial year in EBITDA.
200 basis points.
Yeah.
Sir, and in the previous con calls, we have been stressing about how we will focus more on diversification. But, I mean, they did not show in the numbers of Q1 where we are still seeing seasonality of lower sales. So, I mean, how do we look at this going forward?
See, Q1 is basically not a reference point for us, as it contributes just 10 to 12% of our revenues as compared to whole year. So, as we move forward in quarter 2, quarter 3 and quarter 4, you would see a significant difference as far as this summer season sales and winter season sales are concerned. But there are quarter to quarter variations as far as sales are concerned.
All right, sir. And I would just request you one more thing to please consider buyback before 1st of October, because after that it would virtually almost be impossible to do a buyback with the new taxation scheme, and we have good cash reserves. So I would just request the management to consider doing a buyback before 1st of October to reward the long-term shareholders.
Yeah, thank you for the suggestion. We have noted your point and definitely we'll discuss in the management meetings.
All right, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press 1* and 1 to ask a question. To ask a question, please press 1* now. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg, Counter Clinical. Please go ahead.
Sir, I'm trying to understand that what is the net cash on our books as of today?
Yes, 282.
Okay.
Sir. As of 30th June.
Sir, is it 232 or 32 crore?
282.
282 crore. Okay, sir. Sir, and also, sir, like you mentioned, last year also was a, we degrew last year in FY24. Sir, and even despite that, you are expecting a flat year, even on a lower base. So, what's the reason for that? And especially considering that we even expanded our SKUs in shoes, etc. So, despite that, sir, why aren't we able to grow? Because we are opening new and new stores in the south, etc. So, why aren't we able to grow from a small base? That's my question.
I think you have said very right question, but basically what happened in this financial year was that our focus changed completely to profitable growth. So we have to close some of these stores which were unprofitable, and to compensate that we have opened some new stores, and also we have closed some SOEs and other areas where we were actually incurring some losses. So that is why, to compensate that, yes, new stores have added, but we do not see any growth as far as this financial year is concerned. But definitely we can revise our guidance after Q2. So once we have our even summer trade show in our hand, which is happening in August last week, and also some of the winter season sale which starts in September and October, so we can revise our guidance. But before that, as of now, as discretionary spending is still at the same level and consumption is still down, but there are some good, signs of economy reviving. One is the monsoon has been normal, so which is actually putting us in a sweet spot that this will drive the rural economy. And secondly, we see a very big wedding season coming ahead as compared to last wedding season in India. So we have more number of days as compared to last season. So these two things definitely can change the outlook, but that we can only address it in the quarter two concourse.
Sir, and also, sir, I understand that we had some CapEx plan to manufacture home textile or blankets in Jammu, which was subsequently cancelled. So any further CapEx that we are looking at, any plans to get into, again, quilt manufacturing, or that has been permanently shelved?
we saw it diligently that actually it was because of some expansions from other manufacturers in India only, so it didn't be that competitive what it used to be 2 years back. So that was the reason of dropping it off this expansion. And even actually we are getting at least 3 to 4 cents cheaper as compared to last year, the blankets and the quilts. So it doesn't make any sense to put up any manufacturing unit. So rather we are concentrating on the marketing.
So we have no capex now going forward.
The normal capex of around 15 to 20 CR, that includes some replacement of machines and also some expansion of warehouses and all.
But no new
capex is there.
No new capex to start a new factory or something.
Yeah. Sure. Sir, and also from originally from woolen, where we have expanded into cotton, then home textile, even kids wear. Sir, so any plans to get into Indian ethnic wear?
See, as of now, we don't have any plans for ethnic wear. We are just concentrating on our existing range and also on the newer brands which we have launched in last few years, like Rocket, like Lock & Lacquer, and also our home division. So that is showing, a lot of, I would say that growth going forward. So these are the areas which will definitely be high growth areas, plus existing areas where we are continually growing from last many years.
Great. Sir, one last thing, sir, like the previous speaker had suggested, sir, now after the recent that now 1st October is the deadline and after that practically buyback will be impossible. So whatever distribution we have to do, sir, we can do it through a buyback, through a simple board resolution. Sir, shareholder approval is also not required up till 10% of outstanding share capital buyback. So kindly consider that, sir, because after that, we will never be able to do that. And since this is a lean period for our company, then probably it's a good time also as per the valuation, sir, because we can extinguish our outstanding shares. So our earning per share will permanently go up. So that's a humble suggestion from a shareholder.
Yeah, definitely we'll look into it. Thank you.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vishal Panjwani, MK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I wanted to understand a bit of color on demand trends. Like, how was the Q1, like April, May, and June? Like, month, any uptick did you see in June?
So I would say that the demand has not been that great in the Q1. That is reflecting in the sales also. But beginning July, we have seen some improvement, and August has also begun well. So that is making us a little confident of going into Q2 and Q3.
Okay, and sir, how do you see the demand upcoming for this winter season? And like, how do you see your inventory freshness in that sense for the recent fashion and trend?
Yeah, inventory is under control. As last year we had some issues of inventory, but this year we have taken corrective actions. So this year inventory is under control and we are very positive going into Q2 and Q3.
Okay, and sir, your working capital days have been down in improving trend from last 3 years, but still remain a bit elevated at 158 days at end of FY24. So sir, where do you see the opportunity of improvement in this? And like, where should
we... It will remain same at this level only. I don't see any further improvement in working capital.
Okay. And sir, you have reported that your online and other channels is around 9% for this quarter. Sir, what is the mix of our own website versus other big platforms such as Amazon?
I'll ask Rishabh to ask this question.
So I think till our first quarter, we've done a total e-commerce sale of around 14 crores as compared to 9 crores. And out of this, around 4 crores is from our own website and the rest 10 crores is from our different marketplaces.
Okay. And sir, what would be the marketing spend for the full year as in percentage terms? And do you see increase in that to take the advantage of the green shoots that we are seeing?
No, we'll be sticking to an average marketing spend of 3-3.5% of the total revenue.
Okay. And last question from my end, sir, you sort of indicated 45-50 stores opening. So do you see if the demand is good, do you plan to accelerate the same, and what would be the approx CapEx for these additions?
In our EBOs, when we go for a franchise-operated EBOs, there is no CapEx from company's end. But yes, there is around 10% of the EBOs where we don't have a franchise, basically mostly in the southern region and in Delhi region, where the rentals are high. We go and do our own EBOs, so the CapEx is around 2,000 rupees per sq ft. So approximately, if EBO is 1,500 sq ft, so 30 lakh CapEx is per store. So you can assume around 2-3 crore of CapEx per year as far as EBOs, company-owned EBOs are concerned.
Okay. Okay. That's it from me. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you very much. We would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. To ask a question, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Sumangal Pugalia from RARE Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Can you talk a little bit in the detail about the EBO and especially company-owned, company-operated strategy? I mean, how do you actually see this? This is the area where you're investing and putting up more footprint. So how do you see that playing out in the next 2-3 years? And how do you actually also evaluate locations and see the progress? Because it's difficult to understand the progress so far on these these stores so far.
See, basically, if we see that the COCOs are basically around 10% to 12% of total EBOs. So this ratio will be for this and next financial year also. So the reason for opening COCOs basically are in those locations which are of high rental, where the franchises, you know, can't make money out of it. And secondly, it requires investment also, as areas are large. So company has decided where footfalls are high and where we can have where brand awareness is must as far as those locations are concerned. So company take conscious decision of opening EBOs in those locations and also operate themselves. And already I have, like, told that the CapEx is approximately 2,000 rupees per sq ft.
Right. Any comment on the progress of these EBOs, how they performed in the last couple of quarters versus our expectation?
See, I think the first quarter has been weak, as it's indicated in, you know, the Q1 performance also, but July has begun well. So, we can see that the Q2 performs better than as compared to last Q2, as far as on today, we see the sales.
Okay. And you spoke about, I mean, the inventory correction steps that you've taken from last season and this. So can you talk a little bit in detail, actually, how are we preparing for the Q3, Q4 in terms of, I mean, the corrective measures that we've taken, taking from lessons from last year? What are the steps we've taken to prepare for Q3, Q4, a little bit more granularly?
See, what happened is last year, as we all know, that it was basically a year where we had a delayed winters and also less winters as compared to normal seasons. So what happened in that was, so there was a lot of inventory which got stuck at the stores. So we took a conscious decision of calling back that inventory, even that, you know, resulted in loss also at that point of time. But what we did was that we actually, you know, refinished it, and also we made some sets out of that. So now that inventory, out of that inventory, at least 10% to 15% inventory is going into fresh in this financial year. So that is saving us a lot of money as compared to normal scenario, where we sell it in a discount or we sell it in a lots. So that would definitely save us a lot of money in this financial year. So this year, as far as this year is concerned, I think all these inventory issues have been taken care of in the last financial year, and we are going very clean, as far as this winter dispatch is concerned. And we're confident that this year, the inventory issue will not be there because of the corrective action taken by the management in the last financial year.
Right. And on the, I mean, performance so far also, we've seen volume degrowth happening. while realization have improved, you've taken probably price hike, but volume degrowth is double digits also now. So do you see that the growth that will even in the next Q2, Q3, we see volume pick up growth year on year happening again?
No, there is no volume degrowth. There is some confusion. Actually, there has been volume growth, but because of higher discounts, it resulted in lower realizations. But the volume growth was there. If we talk, even in last financial year also.
Okay, I'm maybe just looking at the pieces slide on your web presentation.
Pardon?
No, I'm saying I was just looking at the segmental volumes based on the presentation.
Yes. This year, see, again, I'm saying for this quarter, this is not an indicator of full financial year. But what I was speaking of, it was the last financial year that volume didn't go down. It was the higher discount which brought the sales down. So this first quarter is not indicative of a volume. So it's better to see quarter two and quarter three performance. Then only we come to know the actual volumes.
Sure. And also, can you talk a little bit about the brand strategy in the big picture sense? How do we really, aspire to build a Monte Carlo brand out, and what is the kind of big picture, the strategy that the brand management thinks about this?
See, we aspire to be top 5 brands in the country, and we have been there in that place. But there is some hiccups in the last financial year because of, delayed winters and also less winters. But we are very confident that as a focus is moving from winter to summer, so that is bringing down the dependence on winter year on year. Even it used to be 100% at one point of time, which has come down to 50%. And it is going down every year as summer sales have been growing. And we are confident that we'll be aspirational brand for our consumers. And also, our focus will definitely be keep on shifting to summer wear going forward.
Sure, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Deepak from Chameleon Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you very much. So my first question is that you said that in COCO, stores, there is a capex of 2,000 rupees per square feet on 1,500 square feet of size, so that is around 3 crore rupees.
30 lakhs.
30 lakhs, sorry. So, and how much is the inventory in one store?
Inventory, it depends on the season, you know. In summer season, the inventory is approximately 35 lakhs to 30 lakhs. In winter season, it becomes around 70 to 80 lakhs. And then it keeps on, you know, adding the inventory as the liquidation goes on.
Okay. And you also said that the rental part, so what is the rental of generally a store which you are opening, COCO store? Is it 100 rupees per square feet or 125?
It depends on location to location. Metros have, you know, even 300 rupees per square feet also, and tier 3, tier 4 and tier 5, they have 50 to 70 rupees per square feet also. And also it depends on the location. Locations which are of higher footfalls normally have higher rentals, and locations which are of low footfalls have normally lower rentals. So there's a lot of its formula for rentals for the locations.
But if I have to take the average for your COCO stores?
The average you can assume at around 150 rupees a square feet.
150 rupees?
Yeah.
150.
Yeah. That's a normal, basically, minimum. I can say that. But in metro, it is normally around 200 rupees per square feet.
Okay.
Maybe more than that. But there's no fixed formula, as it depends on location to location.
Okay. Got it. And so currently your presentation says that there is almost 1.4 crores of sales per store it happens, right? Gross sales.
Approximately it is 14,000 rupees per square feet.
But what is the net sales
here? Pardon?
What is the net sales here?
I'm talking about the net sales.
It's a net gross sales.
I'm not talking about the gross sales. It's the net sales around 14,000 rupees per square feet. In case of North, East, Central And but in case of western and south, it is around 8,000 rupees per square feet.
Okay, so on an average, when I say your, there are two sizes, which is 1,000 square feet size, which you used to have earlier, and now it is the 1,500 square feet size. So in a 1,000 square feet size, so what is the average sales generally happens, and what is in the 1,500?
You can multiply 14,000 into 1,000, it is 1.4 CR of annual sales that happens in that 1,000 square feet stores.
It is gross sales or net sales?
No, it's net sales. What I'm talking about here is the net sales of EBOs at the post level.
Okay, so actually your presentation on slide number 7, it says that there is a, the FY23, there was a 1.55 crores of gross sales per store.
So that must have included GST, you know.
Okay, and then in FY24, it goes down to 1.4 crores revenue per store.
Yeah, because the sales have gone down in financial 24.
Because of that
reason only.
And the returns which happens, so is that included in this or not?
No, returns are, after returns only, this is the net sales.
Okay, but it says gross sales in the presentation, okay.
What I'm indicating is that the 14,000 rupees square feet sale, what I'm mentioning is the net sales which happen at a post level. Mm-hmm. So returns are, you know, already minus in that.
Then, sir, sorry, just to persist on this point. So, in your presentation, it is a per store sale. It is not saying per square feet sale. It is saying per store sale is 1.4 crores.
And what I am saying is that because normally we see that 1,000 square feet a store, so that generates the 14,000 rupees per square feet revenue per annum. So that becomes 1.4 CR of sale per store. But they, I think in presentation, they have averaged out all the number of stores, divided by number of stores and divided by total number of sales. Total sales. So it comes to 1.4 crore of sales per outlet.
Okay.
So it's not the same everywhere. Somewhere it is 14,000 square feet. In case of Bihar, in some of the stores, we have 40,000 rupees per square feet sales. So average sale per outlet is 1.4 CR across all regions.
And how many stores are 1,500 square feet stores at the moment?
That we need to check it. But I think it should be around 50 stores.
Okay. So, out of 122, there are 50 stores which are 1,500 square feet.
I need to check it again because I can't say it, you know, with accuracy. So, we can come back to you with the total number of stores who are, which are above 1,500 square feet or above 2,000 square feet.
So, this will
be
started last year.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And generally, what kind of margins you make in a COCO store?
See, that we can come back to you after going through the calculations. I'm not having a ready numbers with me.
You can shoot out an email to us.
Yeah.
Theek hai, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best. It was very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participant who wish to ask question may please press star 1 at this time. To ask a question, please press star and 1 now. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Munjal, investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. So my question is regarding the footwear segment. We recently forayed into the formal footwear. Like, is it getting good traction from the customers? And like, do we plan to add the footwear into rest of our all stores? Like, recently we added these shoes into our only big stores, but not all of the stores. So do we plan to add the formal footwear into all of the stores? And is it already getting good traction in the e-commerce as well as into the big stores?
So hi, Sanjay. Just to answer your question, we had sent footwear to around 50 of our exclusive brand outlets. However, what we realized was most of our outlets were not equipped to serve the footwear customer. So what we are trying to do, we are trying to reduce the number of offline stores as of now, and we are trying to make the future stores that are coming up to have sufficient space and shelving according to footwear. However, that being said, we are getting a very good traction when it comes to online sales of footwear. So right now our focus is towards developing a range which caters to the online market, and we've got very encouraging results when it comes to online sales. Most of the sales that you see of footwear is from our online channels only. EBOs currently are contributing very less when it comes to footwear.
Okay. And do we plan to add go beyond the formal shoes, like into the sports shoes and other segments?
Not sports shoes specifically, but yeah, obviously we have some sneakers also and casual sneakers, but sportswear is a very technical product, so we are not pouring into that as of now. We are sticking to fashion, both formal and casual.
Okay. And I have one more question regarding the our athleisure brand Rocket. We recently added one store into the Rohtak area, right? And do we plan to have more stores in the athleisure segment?
Yeah, so we've just opened one store a couple of months back. We've seen good results from that. We are targeting to open two or three stores, not more than that, in this financial year. We're going to see how the stores perform and then take a call going forward.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devanshu Bansal, MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to understand consumer behavior here. So we are seeing muted trends in the physical channel, but online is doing really well for us. So do you think this is a structural thing where people are moving more towards convenience and footfall from the streets reducing? So what's your thought on that? And if this is true, then how are we sort of strategizing to capitalize on this changing consumer behavior?
So see, there's no denying that online is growing, but also the offline channels are growing as quick. When it comes to specifically, I mentioned that people are buying online, it's for footwear as a category. See, our stores are made for to serve garments as a product. Footwear requires a special space, special sitting place, special type of salesman to be present in our EBOs, which we don't have currently. And our store size are ranging on an average range from 1,000 to 1,500 square feet. So I don't think so it would be prudent for us to keep footwear as a category in these stores as of now. However, we have opened a few stores which are 4,000, 5,000 square feet in size. There we have a dedicated wall space meant specially for footwear, where everything is done according to what a customer would require when buying a piece of footwear. So that said, online it is much easier to expand into a category, as we don't, other than the SKUs, we don't need anything else. So that is why I said that we are seeing more traction online. But our offline channels, including our MBOs, large format, and our EBOs, are seeing strong traction and growth in other categories.
Got it. And incrementally, thanks for answering this. A small question from this. Do you falls returning to, say, peak food levels?
Sorry, your voice is breaking. I could not hear the question.
Yes, Rishabh. So thank you for answering the online part. I just wanted to check for falls specifically. Do you expect in the upcoming season for footfalls to come back to pre-COVID levels? Is this a right anticipation, or structurally some of the demand has shifted to online channels?
As to like that has.
Can you please repeat it? I am not able to understand your question correctly.
Sir, I just wanted to understand. Is it better or is it?
Sir, you're not that audible. Can you come closer to your handset, please?
Mean that how we are positioned as a pre-COVID sales? You wanted to ask.
Sir, so I just wanted to understand from an industry demand perspective, do you anticipate footfalls in physical stores to return back to pre-COVID levels, or there is a structural demand shift towards online?
It's already there. If we talk about the pre-COVID sales, we have already crossed last to last financial year. So already the footfalls have gone up as compared to pre-COVID. And it's only in the last financial year. So there have been some degrowth because of winter season. Otherwise, the footfalls have been back.
Understood, sir. Understood. Thanks for taking my thoughts.
Thank you very much. Participant who wish to ask question may please press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you everyone for participating in this phone call, and we hope that we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. But in case if there is any queries which have not been answered or you would like to shoot, you can always shoot to our IR advisors, Velroms. And thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.